Tuesday, share Yud Beis.
I'd like to start with this, but before we
told do this,
something that's very interesting here, and the Pasuk Echemet, I believe we gave it out before I left. The Chashuk Echemet writes, "Ma'aseh Yehudi Ashir Yoreh Shamayim Shehisnim in Chaveirot." There's a story of Yehudi who is a wealthy man, he's Yoreh Shamayim, and he made a deal with his friends. Im Yachpid Lispal V'Meshach HaChoydesh Akor B'Chol Yom Minyan. If he davens the entire month with a minyan, Yekabel B'Soif HaChoydesh Chamesh Meois Dollar, $500 for 1 month. Okay, it's like that's the minyan challenge on steroids. It depends who he's dealing with. I guess he was probably dealing with someone that really struggled with minyan. That's why he gave him so much money. One day he was nenas and he couldn't daven mincha. But he came at night and he went to daven ma'ariv, and he davened not just ma'ariv but tashlumin. And he davened two Shemoneh Esreis. He comes. Is it considered as if he was Makayim the Tanai? Who's Mati? There he is. He was Makayim the Tanai. Because he davened now, the second one, Arvishtaim. Rishai Litos Akesav, Hashem Kivan, Shalay Spalt, Vilas Mincha Betzibra, Lokiyim, Esat Tanai. Is he Makayim the Tanai or not? Because he didn't daven mincha with a minion. Aber he davened ma'ariv twice. So he davened ma'ariv with a minion. Was he Makayim the Tanai or not? Can I see you again? You're in the minion challenge?
Huh?
You're in the minion challenge?
Yeah.
So you don't need this. That's the Shiloh. Shiloh is it considered as if he was Mekayim? Okay. So he gives the following answer. The Ilam saw this? We gave it out, I think, before. You saw it. Zogt Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. Im the oinus was biglal pikuach nefesh. So for example, let's say you saw someone got into a car accident on the side of the road and he stopped in order to help him. He took him to the hospital. Mistaber shemagia loy pras. It's mistaber he should get the reward. Because the ashir was not niskaven that he should leave a choyle and he should run to daven. Because over there, it's asur le'espalel. Why is it asur le'espalel? Pikuach nefesh. V'mispal tvilso toyeva. However, if it was an oines shel mamoin, for example, he was very busy with his business and he shouldn't come to any type of loss of money. So it's mavur in Shulchan Aruch that if a person does that, it's hifsid as tefilasai. What? So it's brought in the Ramah that you're allowed to daven a tashlumin. He's still allowed to do a tashlumin because he pasha was tarred. He forgot. So it wasn't like he was intentional not to daven, but because he shouldn't have been so busy with his money, it's like a miktas pshia. It's kind of like. He's saying no. No, he's saying. At kama as it's brought down. In the Ramah, asur lasois kein. Because what he did was wrong, he shouldn't have been busy with his business. Person's time to daven mincha. The first thing he's supposed to do is daven mincha. So he got busy with his business. Obviously, he did something wrong. But it's not wrong enough that he shouldn't be able to daven tashlumin, but you lose the prize. That's what he says. However, what happens? He brings a case of someone who asked someone to daven by him in the Beis Medrash, and he was nishba. He made a shvua that he's going to daven in his Beis Medrash. And what happened? He davened Shachris there, but Mincha he didn't daven at all, and he came to daven Ma'ariv in the base Medrash. Question was he Mekayim in Shavua? So the Sefer Torah Lishma says, because Tfilas Arv is Shtayim, so therefore it's as if he davened Mincha there also. Okay. So he says that perhaps, being that it's mashma that tashlumen is as if he davened, then your name is spelled tashlumen is a nechshav hadavar shaimid betnai v'espals kol atvilas betzibor. If you daven tashlumen, it's as if you daven mincha. It's important to know when a person davens tashlumen. Let's say he misses mincha, he's going to daven two myrivs. Which myriv counts for mincha? The first one or the second one?
Second one.
First one is myriv. The second one is going to be mincha. But he says it could be that if a person davens tashlumen, that's considered as he daven the tefila betzibor. So halacha lemaisa, we have a very serious shaila as to whether or not if a person is nenas for whatever reason and doesn't daven, but daven's myriv twice, daven's tashlumen. Now it's important just to make clear that if a person intentionally misses a mincha or was poshea in some way and misses a minyan, he can't do tashlumen. It's only if he has some sort of oines or something like that. So that shaila we have to, if anyone has the shaila halacha lemaisa, so then we're going to have to deal with it on an individual basis and possibly speak to the sponsor. There's a sponsor. I think it sounds like it depends really on the das of the nadiv, of the usher. So we'll have to ask him what he says. Okay, that's all benageh our sugya. It's benageh to the sugya of person's nenas veloy ba. Like the case of Shmuel. Shmuel says, Pasko Mavra. And he said, Chazuda asoy, Chazuda asoy. And Amar Shmuel lav shmei masya. The Gemara tried three attempts to figure out where Rava was coming from. The first attempt, anyone, help me out? The Mishnah in Gittin. What does the Mishnah say? And he was? What was he? Mace. What's the din? Ain't a get. We said, Mace who ain't a get. Hachala. Harei get. Why is chala get? Ain't oinus begitin. The one says, no, maybe meis vodin chala. What's coming to teach me is the din of ain't get lachar meis, ain't get lachar meis. So we already learned it. Maybe it's coming lafukim rabbi saying that it says it's considered mafreya. No raya. And the next raya is from the seif. What does the seifa say? And let me say, harei zegiteich. What's the din? Harei get. It is a get. Lachare meis vodin chala. And why ain't oinus? Begin, says the Gemara, no, maybe dafka meis, because l'nichale tepel kame yavam. The Gemara says, okay, we'll try something else. The Gemara brings a maisa. Who? The amar lohu ilo esina mekan v'achlemas v'shtlisin yoyimin. Now it switches to 30 days. Avigita v'as l'sof t'lisin yoyimin paska mavra. And he said, chazu da'asoy. Interesting language, chazu da'asoy. What does chazu da'asoy mean? I'm here. Well, he shouldn't say I'm here, he should say I'm an oinus. I'm here. You're not there. You're over there. You should say, I'm an oinus. I'm an oinus.
He's screaming for the boat.
I understand, but did he come?
Yeah.
Halachically, he came?
I'm trying my best.
Oh, so you could say, I'm trying my best. I'm not there, but I'm trying my best. So Elamai, that's just what it sounds like. The Gemara is recording it as if it's Kilu Nechshav Asoy. Asoy. Asoy, I came. That's called Asoy. I was Mekayim my tonight.
Is it?
Oh, I didn't do a maisa of loibasi. That would treat him well. It's kudos to say stasoy. I call upon him. I'm a Shmuel loy shmei masa. Shmuel says no. Why? Dima om a shchiach. Says the Gemara. The Dilma unso de shchiach shiny. Even the boy that's new will ask you to avser an avshe. Unso de shchiach is shiny. Similar to an unso de shchiach would be onis biyoyim acharoin. We spoke about it a little bit. Did we speak about onis biyoyim acharoin at all? I don't remember. Let's see. It's an onis on the last day. Okay. You know, what a dunce. Well, you don't wait till the last minute, right? That's called, it's similar to Einis de Shchiach. Einis de Shchiach Shani, if it's normal for the ferry to stop working, if that's a regular thing, then don't time yourself with just enough time to take the ferry, because that's called not really timing yourself with enough time to get there, because this is a regular Einis. Yud Avtzer Navshe, it's like a Pshiah, yeah. Says the Gemara, the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Ela Rava, Svar Dinav Sheka Amar Mishum Tznuais Mishum Prutzais. Before we thought Rava was coming from somewhere. Gemara says Mina Le Rava Ha. Where did Rava get this from? Amksor Eno is beginning. Minole the Rav Ahas. The Gemara tried to bring Raya's. First the Gemara brought from a Mishnah. Then the Gemara brought from another Mishnah. Now the Gemara is getting a little desperate. The Gemara brings from Shmuel. Why is Shmuel desperate? Why does it bring from Shmuel desperate? Kind of. It's not really Nevi'im, but it's kind of. Why is it desperate? Shmuel is, what's his status? An Amoira. So he's like not much better than bringing from Rav himself. Like what's, you know, like Minolei l'Ravah. I brought a Mishnah, okay? Mishnah's a Tana. So then we understand where Rav is coming from. But we're bringing from Shmuel. It's desperate. But then in the end, the Gemara just says, you know what? There is no Makor. El Rav svar d'nafshei ka'amar. Rav is bringing it on his own. Mishum tznuais u'mishum prutzais. Now, what does that mean? We gave out the Mara Mekoymus, the Shita Mekubetzes. Does everyone have Mara Mekoymus? Should be enough. Some of them are not as well done as others because they were a little done a little hastily. Right on top, in the name of the Ra'ah, El Rav Asvar Denavshe Kam Mishum Tznuas Mishum Prutzais, says the Ra'ah, Me'ikar Nami Hachi Islan the Meimar. We could have said this in the beginning. Rama doesn't need a Makar. Rav is an Amoira. He could say stuff. Amoras can say things. Rava meikar nami achi islan lameimar time of demayshna begitten hu de amar haisvara. For the osi lameimar hashta ella de less leila rava ella misvara denafshe. So it's not like we're not giving Rava license now to do it on his own. Rava could have always done it on his own. It would have been like we'd be maybe. Easier to swallow if Rava would have a makar. But can Rava say it on his own? Of course. It's just up until now we thought maybe Rava was coming from somewhere. He's not. Where is he coming from? Himself. I want to read the words carefully. Ella de les le Rava ha ella misvar denafshe. What is the singular makar for Rava? His own svar. His das yeshara. Svara dinafshe. This is what the Ra'ah says. I believe that the Rajba says differently. Let's take a look on the Rajba. Ela Rava Svara dinafshe ka'amar keloimar. Now, anytime you say a keloimar, this is a rule, those of you that have been by us for a while. Keloimar always means for sure in Rashi, but it means, what is the literal translation of the word keloimar? As if to say, or... Meaning to say. In other words, not what it says literally, what it really means. Kalimar is always coming to like adjust. Don't translate literally. Kalimar, what that means to say is Kalimar misvara denafshe komifarish leile masnisa behachi. Misvara denafshe komifarish leile masnisa behachi. So what the Rajba is saying is, Rav is not saying svar denafshe, period. It's svar denafshe, he's mefarish lemasnisa behachi. In other words, meis hudavka avuchololoi. V'seifa meis v'huadin chola. B'shem tein tanison it's begitten. The svar hu drabanan behachi. Hamilsa tukune misaknino mishum tsnuas and mishum putzis. In other words, as follows. The way that the Rajba is saying is, does Rava have a Mishnah that he is saying is the source for the din of Einoinus Begitten, yes or no? Yes. What's the Mishnah that's the source? The Mishnah in Gittin, the Mishnah we saw. We said that you can learn the Mishnah differently. That's true. But Rava Misvara Denavshe learned the Mishnah in a way that the Mishnah is going to be the source. So if you ask Rava, Rava, did you make up this Takana? Did you make up this Tznuas and Prutzos? What would he say? No, I didn't make it up. It's not me. You're right. I intuited, use the word, divined or intuited, that's Pshat in the Mishnah, because you could learn the Mishnah otherwise. But I'm not going to take credit for this. This is not mine. This is the way that I intuited what the Mishnah says. Misvara denavshe kamefarish l'masnisen b'achi. And when the Mishnah says mace, it's davka mace, avochololoi. The Gemara wanted to say Mace who didn't chala with the whole thing and this and that. Rava says, no, it's Mace Davka. And the Sefer of the Mishnah, this Mace who didn't chala. The Gemara wanted to say Davka Mace, Nifle Kamakabavit, all this and that. He says, listen, it's very nice you have all your escapes from the Mishnah. But if you ask me what's the glatkite and what the Mishnah says Mace. And Mishnah means Mace. The next Mishnah is Mace. And the din is Einon is begitten. And that's the Mishnah. Says the Rashba. So did Rava make it up on his own? According to the Rashba? No. Clearly no. I'm reading you again, Lashon HaRashba. V'loi shiyeh Rava mesakin kach misvar denafshei. And what did the Shita Mekubetza say? The Ra'a? Lesli Rava Ella Misvar Denavshe. It's pretty black on white. Pretty black on white in Machlekes. He made it up.
No, the Rashba.
He got it from the Mishnah. It's not Muchach. It doesn't have to be Muchach. It has to be Mestaber. It's Mestaber. You're right. It's
Din out of the Mishnah.
What?
If you want to see a Din out of the Mishnah, it's to be Muchach.
So Misvara din Nafshe, he said that that's what the Mishnah is saying. It's not Muchrach. It's not Muchrach. That's what he's saying. It's not Muchrach. It's Mestaber. It's Mestaber. Mestaber, you see from over here, there's such a thing as Misvara din Nafshe and attaching it to a Mishnah. It doesn't have to be Muchrach. It has to be Mestaber. It's a very important Yesoid. It's Yesoid in learning. There's some people that they will not learn something unless it's Muchrach. And I'm a firm believer in Mestaber. Mestaber is good enough. But Rava is saying Misvara Denafshe. Yeah, of course again, Svara. Lama Likra.
Okay.
Lama Likra. Svara. What does that mean?
Right. Rava had a Svara.
Right.
Mistaber. You know, I'm saying Mistaber in the Gemara. Like, you could say like this and you could say like this. And then you take one side. You can't say halakha like this.
Why not? Misvara.
Then with Rava's Svara, you could say one side.
Right. So Misvara.
After Rava has a Svara.
And a Chanami. But he's not. He's saying my Svara is that this is what.
Not only from the Mishnah, it's also
from the Rava Misvara Dinafshe. He said that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. But he's not being Misakin at Misvara Dinafshe. He's saying this is the Tekana from 200 years ago. How do you know? That's what I think. Is it Mukhrach? It's not Mukhrach. But you're asking me, I'm not making this up. If you're asking me, this is an old thing. Sometimes you look at Rishonim and you could say, do they have to mean that? They don't have to, but it's Mistaber. That's what they mean. It's Mukhrach? It's not Mukhrach. It's Mistaber. Rava says, that's enough. That's enough. It's Mistaber. We're going to explain what's the svara of Rava. What was Rava's svara? Rava started with a svara in order to say that that's what the Mishnah means. What Akiva is saying is I can read the Mishnah two ways. What forced you to read the Mishnah one way over the other? Because I have a svara. What's the svara? Tznuas and prutzos. We have to see what that svara is. Therefore, I'm saying it's mistaber. This is what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah could have meant that, but because I like this svara of tznuas and prutzos, I'm going to read the Mishnah that way. So we'll see what the svar is. But we'll see what, I think a big nafka min is going to be as follows. The Gemara goes on and is going to tell us the svar of Rava. But in the end of the day, the din of Einon is beginning is the din d'Oraisa or din d'Rabbanan? What? It's din d'Rabbanan. The Gemara says, the Gemara and daf, Gimel and Alf, Mika Midi. We can read the whole Gemara together, and we'll go back. It says the Gemara, Ella, the bottom of Beis on my Beis. Rava Svar Dinafshe Kama. Can you bring me two cups of water? Is that okay? Two cups of water, is that okay? One cold, one hot. I was a crying. It's Betsy from crying.
It's
I'm Ella Rava. Three lines from the bottom of the base. I'm at base. Svar Danav Sheikam. And Misham Tznuais. And Misham Prutzais. Misham Tznuais. What is Tznuais? They are the modest girls. The Amrit Kazif. You say Loi Lahavigita. If you say it's not going to be again in this case. Zimnin Deloi Honest. There are times that he's not an honest. And because he's not honest, what should the din be? It's a good get. She should be able to go on with her life. She should be able to go marry someone else. Visavra de Anis, and she thinks that he was an Anis. Ume Agana, and she's going to be an Iguna. Viyasva, she'll sit there forever. Nebach, thank you very much. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nivra. So really, we have to avoid allowing there to be this window of question, this window of doubt. If you have a window of doubt, you're not sure if he's an Oinus or not, she'll never know. He didn't come back. Now, why didn't he come back? Maybe he didn't come back because he's an Oinus. Maybe he didn't come back because he just didn't come back. So the Tznuais is going to be a situation where she's going to say probably he was an Oinus. She's a little too confident in her husband. Right? What? And it seems like she's just because she's a tznuas. You're not supposed to have that chashash, but she's going to have it anyway. Besides, she's going to have a hard time remarrying. And for she's nervous. Her husband's going to come back, and all of a sudden he's going to be. So she doesn't. She won't move. She doesn't go on with her life. She remains in aguna. So we want to avoid that window of doubt. So we say whether he's an oinus or whether he's not an oinus, if he doesn't come back, it's a good get. Ein tainus oinus begitten. It's a good get. Why? Because mishum the Gemara on the bottom base on the base again mishum tznuais the amrit lo lavigit if you allow it not to be get zimn de loyonis v'savar de anis u'me'agna v'yosva shall be remain in aguna u'mishum prutzais. There's another diamet loy lavigita if you say it will not be a get zimn de anis maybe the times that he's talking anis the amra loy onis and she's gonna say he's not an oines the azlava minsa and she goes and she gets married him to get bottle baneha mamzeirim ends up that we're in a very big mess because her get was bottle because he was really an oines who was not a get and her children are mamzeirim givalt geshrigin. Write down those words givalt geshrigin. Okay. Says the Gemara, "Umi ika midi demidiraisel avigito mishum tznuas putos shemin eshes ishle alma meferana zazach." Such a thing, mishum tznuas mishum prutzos. This sounds like these are derabanan takanas. Says the Gemara, "In called the mekadesh adait derabanan mekadesh vafkinu rabanan lekedushin minei." Okay, okay. According to the Rajba. Who is the Rajba going to pin the Afkinu on? Who is the Rajba going to say, who's doing the Afkinu? Who is empowered to do Afkinu according to the Rajba? Who? The Rabbanon of who? The Rabbanon of the Mishnah. Because according to the Rajba, Rava was saying, this is not me. I am intuiting that this was in the Mishnah. So who's doing the Afkinu? Rabbanon of the Mishnah. Masha'enkin, according to the Ra'ah, who's doing the Afkinu?
Rava himself.
So this is a Shiloh which will come up in the Poiskim. How far down can we decide today we want to do Afkinu? Let's say the Rabbanon get up today and they say, we don't like weddings with rock and roll intros. Anyone that does that intro, rock and roll intro at their wedding, we're doing Afkinu on the condition. Can we do that?
No.
If we want to.
No.
I'm not sure.
That wasn't done.
Maybe if all the Rabbanon get together today and they decide that they're going to do Afkinu, can they do Afkinu? Okay, if you don't like that reason, I'm going to do better mixed dancing. Okay, any wedding that has mixed dancing, we're doing Afkinu. Or that they have Kalisha at the Chuppah. It's easier because that's beforehand. If there's Kalisha at the Chuppah, double ring ceremony, whatever it is. Can the Rabbanon get up today, a united front, and say we're doing Afkinu? Or does Afkinu need a certain license? Whoever's the Heintige Bezdin. So Bezdin in Amsterdam can make Afkinu in Amsterdam. Okay, maybe in a chalav could be. It's a machloikis, I believe, in the poiskim, whether or not there's an end to the afkinu. The afkinu close at a certain place. We're like, okay, we're not smuchas anymore, or whatever it might be. Akoparim, it seems to be machloikis, Rajba and Ra'ah, who did this afkinu? According to the Ra'ah, it's Rava did it on his own. So clearly, in the times of the Amoraim, we could do afkinu. No, according to the Rajba, it's all the way back to the times of the Mishnah. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Zimnin duloy onis. says Rashi. V'habikita. V'savra, she thinks Dilma Anas. V'eino get. V'tindag li'inase. She's going to be nervous to get married. Says the Paradise Yitzchak. He says, what's the lashon of Rashi? Rashi says, Dilma Anas. V'tindag li'inase. So he says, Rashi's coming to Bavarn over here. That she, it doesn't know that he's an oinus. She's not saying, I know for a fact, I know my husband, and he's not, and he would never leave me, and he's not back, he's obviously an oinus. She's not doing that. Because a tznuis, calling them tznuis, even ala tzad, she's going to be tidag. She's going to be concerned. Dilma Anas. She has a tzad. You're talking about a very tznuadik girl. She has a tzad. Maybe he's an oinus. So the takana is going to be in like many, many cases. Not just the case where she's saying, I'm confident my husband is an oinus. Even if she says maybe he's an oinus, she's not going to be willing to get married. Right? That's why it says in the Lashon of the Gemara, Zimlin de la anus, v'savra de anus. She thinks that he's an anus. She's not saying that he's an anus. By Prutzais, v'yud medayik lashon the Gemara, by Prutzais it says, Yamr loy v'gita zimlin de anus v'omra loy anus. She's saying that with a certainty. He is not an anus. By Tznuas it doesn't say v'omra de anus. She's saying that he's an anus. V'savra, she thinks maybe he's an anus. So that leaves like a lot of room for, you know, situations. That's why we have this takana.
But hey, why do we care about the snus? The princess we have, you know, actual potential real issues with. It's if she wants to be crazy, she can be crazy.
So I'll ask the question the other way around first. Okay, if you don't mind. I understand why we're taking care of the snus, poor frum girls. You know, they're nice. They're trying to be Beis Yaakov girls. They're trying to do the right thing. They've been taught their whole life, you know, be extra machmir, extra careful, even though, you know, halacha might allow you to do certain things. But she's gonna have a hard time being able to do it. We'd write, heroic books about her. But so I understand why the tznuis we're taking care of. She has Yira Shemayim in her bones. She can't allow herself, me suffix, to be able to marry.
She's not Yira Shemayim, she's crazy.
She's not crazy. She's not.
She's not doing what the halacha says. She's being crazy. It's not being. Is it a good thing? Ken Zion, it's not a good thing to be more firm.
Not doing what the halacha says. She's saying you're not even a minus.
She's afraid that there's a tzad. Halachically, it might be mutter. She's still afraid that there's a tzad. There are certain things that halachically are mutter that a lot of people wouldn't do. For example, the halacha says eid echad neman b'isurin. Most of us would not rely on that in a lot of different situations because we'd rather be cautious about it. So over here, right, that's normal accepted practice in Klal Yisrael not to rely on eid echad neman b'isurin. Over here, she's nervous. She's a tznuas. Now, is she right? Maybe she's wrong. We'll see. There's other tznuas on Amid Beis that are gar. They're ma'amash meiser nefesh. They're willing to die. You know, and maybe the halacha is not that way. But okay, we're trying to help her out. The Gemara says lidrish lehudai nishari. The Gemara said over there. Maybe she should ask it over here. That's maybe a good question. Why don't we tell her it's mutter? That kasha I could hear. We'll have to see on Amid Beis if we get to it. Akupan, why are we helping the prutzais? We have a klal we said in the past. Halitaini li the Rasha v'yamos, which means let the witch burn. This is Yisrael. It's not for her. It's not for her. Look at the lashon. Lashon of the Gemara is very meduyik. The Gemara says Mishum Prutzis. Says the Gemara. The zimnin da anes v'armed loy anes v'azlo mitzvah v'nimtza get batal uba neha mamzerim. In Achanami, we would let her burn. But what about her kids? Her kids are going to be mamzerim for the rest of her life. Poor kids, they didn't do anything wrong. So we're trying to avoid the mamzerim problem.
Anything of mamzerim, it's never the kid's fault.
And a chanami. So that's why we would always make a takana in order to avoid mamzerim. Even though there are, for her herself, we don't really care.
Also, the husband's the thing with an issue.
Yeah, but maybe that also wouldn't bother us so much because he's not doing it intentionally. Maybe that's not enough of a reason to make the takana. No, he's an oinus. Get up to Shalayim. He's not going to be punished for it. He didn't do anything, right? But the children end up being mamzerim, and then they're stuck the rest of their life. Once we find out, they're basically deemed to a life of misery. I'll call upon him. It could be that that's why it says over here that the reason is because of benam mamzerim. Says Rashi, kishi yava v'yomer nasti, when he comes and says I was an oinus, nimtza get batal, but now I'm in a acher mamzerim lefichach yomer yehe get. Therefore, they said it should be a get. So, the Shaila is like this. Is either one of these people doing the right thing? Usually we have, there's Tznuois, there's Prutzois, and then there's the right ones. So who are the right ones here? So the Shita Mukubetzis actually says that the Prutzois are the right ones, and he says they're not called Prutzois. It's just another word for, the opposite of tzduas. We could call them the regular ones. We call them prutzos, but it sounds like from the Shita Mekubetzes that they're just the prutzos abdi kedina, says the Shita Mekubetzes. We gave it out. So if they're abdi kedina, so then why do we have to make a takana to stop this from happening? Says the Shita, like Yisrael said, because of the children, because of the mamzerim. However, in Tosfos seems to say that we're talking about two totally different situations. They're not the same situations. There's three categories. There's Tznuos, Prutzos, and then there's the middle women. The middle women, do you need to make a takana for them? Obviously not. Why is it obviously not? Right, but how could you prove to me from the Gemara that we don't have to make a takana for them? Because it doesn't mention that. So there's a takana for tznuos, there's a takana for prutzos. The middle women, there's no takana for it, because if they just do the right thing, that's fine.
But what's the right thing?
The right thing is, so we'll see. The right thing is under certain circumstances to get married. But if you look carefully in the Gemara, says the Tosfos, we're talking about different situations. What?
Says and think.
Says and think, yeah. Take a look. The bottom of Daf Beis on the Beis again. Mishum Tznuas, Diamet Lo Avigita, Zimnin Deloy Anis, Visavra De Anis. She thinks it's an Anis. Where'd she get it from? What? She made it up. She made it up on her own. Does she have to do that? Do you have to conjure up that there's going to be an Anis? No, we were Medaik in Arash. Rashi says, Dilma Anis, Vitidagli Nasi. She's going to be worried. She can get married, but she's a Tznua. Okay, we can celebrate the fact that we have Tznuas, Chesky, okay? Omishum prutzais, diyar mit loy lavigita zimnen de anus ve amra de loy anus, not savra de loy anus, amra de loy. She says he's not an anus. What does that mean? Says Tosfos, what happens if like there was raid, there was word out that he was an anus? Now already, once there's already there's a siba, once there's already a reason to be choishish. So what would you say if there's word out that he's an honest, what should you do? What? There's word out, there's a coil that he was an honest. Not get married. She gets up and says, I know my husband wasn't an honest. Right? That's a prutza. That's a prutza. She's just trying to get out. So she's basically pushing through her agenda. That's a prutza. What? So in that case, what should a regular woman do? Not get married. The Tznuois are not getting married even if there's no Kyle, because she's Savra de Anas. The Prutzos are getting married even if there is a Kyle, because she's Amra de Loyavi Anas. And the regular women, would be in the middle. When there's no koel, they would get married, and when there's a koel, they wouldn't get married. What?
What if she gets married when there's
no koel? So let's see how Tosis says it, okay?
What if she gets married when there's no koel, and then a koel comes out?
That's a good child. Says Tosfos, some redonis min hadin leslan lamechash dilma anesu diruban loyanisi min hadin. We don't have to be chayshish. The hachi correlates nuas shemachmir al atzman. Avagav dematzin tzuve vegav prutzois loygarsin of a savra deloyanis el of amra deloyanis pirish afilu kishe yetsay hakol deonis amra deloyanis. I feel kishateida he atzma donis, or she may be witness the oinus. She knows it's an oinus, but no one else knows. V'achem lo yodu. It's another case. Avi, that avoids your question. The first one. Yeah, the first case is a problem. Okay. These are two cases of Tosis. Says Tosis Vim Toimer Meis Pesuch Shnevas Achodesh Nami Yeget Mehay Taima De Zimnin Doloyanis V'Sover De Meis Mingo Yosu. Shlom De Misa Kolis Lo Misa is going to have a call, so therefore you don't have to worry about this. Says the Gemara Umi Kamidim Midurais La Vegitu Mishun Tzunus Mishun Putzus Shirin Eitzis Shiz Talma. Is a nice Svaris, but you're telling Midurisa there's not a get, which means Midurisa she's married to her husband. Mishun Tzunus Mishun Putzus, you're making her not married. What?
What happened to that rove? That's what you're saying. You can't go with the rove that rove women are not
inus? No, we're saying even if afterwards we found out that she was an inus, the rove is that she's not an inus. But what happens if we found that Taka was an inus? Doesn't make a difference. Why? Now, everybody say, I want to be very medactic in the Lashon of the Gemara, okay? The Gemara says, Umi ikamidi, dimidioraisa loy haveget, mishum tsunishim purushas shirinashis is alma. I would have written this a little bit different. We're going to end here. What would be like a more direct thing to say? The point is that midiraisa she's an eshes ish. It's just a funny way of saying it. Is there anything that midiraisa it's not a get? I would have said, if mikamidi, is there such a thing? A woman is, she's a married woman, midiraisa, and you're being mad to her? What's the language of the Gemara? Mikamidi de midiraisa loy have a get. What's that language?
I'm talking, this been using the same, the word get. It's been using the word get throughout the entire thing. Are you going to switch it?
What do you mean, using the word get?
This entire... Is it was talking about if it was get or if it wasn't, if it's not a get, and now it's going to switch to Aisha's Aisha.
Because it's not a get. No, this is something that is not a get. So, but the question we're asking is there something that midiraisa is an Aisha's Ish? That's really the question. That's really talking about, what's our problem? Mika midiraisa lo have a get, and midirabana we make it a get. Why not? What do you mean if she's an Aisha's Ish? So we should really be, That should be the direction of the question. It sounds like to me from Lashon of the Gemara, it's not Mefurish, but it sounds like to me that what did the Chachamim do? Called the Makadish Adayt Rabban Makadish. What did they do? Did they just say, okay, you're not married? Did they do that? I guess they could. They could just make the marriage disappear. Annul the marriage? Did they do that? Or maybe what they did was, is they made the get, midirabanan, a good get. Mika midi midiraisa loy avigita. Midirabanan, it is a get? Or is it not a get? There's a big nafgamina. This is the case, you ready? Here's my case. There's a woman, her husband says, there is a gitechem loy basi mikan vad yud beis chodesh. And he's nenas veloy ba. Midiraisa, what's the din? Oines, what's the din, midiraisa? It's not a get. Midiraisa, it's not a get. Midrabanan, they're going to say, call the makadish, that's rabban makadish. Is she also to a kain? Is there a get here? Is there no get here? Is there a get here? Is there no get here?
Just, there's a get or not, they're still married.
No, they weren't married.
They were married.
Yeah, but we're not using the get now. We're saying kol makash that rabban makash vafkir rabban kedusha mina, which lechayra kipshuta means they're mafkir the kedusha from mitchila. They're never married.
We have this before.
You've been here for a while. Yes, we have. Yes, we were. When a person marries a woman mitchila, he says areya mekudeshes li bedabas zu. Chacham don't want it, we're not married. So I would think maybe they're oikar lekedusha lemafreya, they were never married. I don't know. Or else, how does kol makadosh work? I'm suggesting in the language over here, it's mashma somehow. The get is part of kol makadosh dat rabban makadosh. We'll continue with that, Bez Hashem, and more, hopefully, tomorrow, my dear friends. Wonderful day to everyone.
Top it is.
Yes. Maybe that's